Just one analysis in the halakha. The Gemara in Pesachim is very clear that one of the ways that we show that we are free on the night of Pesach is by leaning the law of Haseba. The Gemara is very strict on the law of Haseba, to the extent that if somebody doesn't lean, the Gemara says lo yatsa. He has to repeat whatever he was doing, eating the matzah, etc. However, there is an opinion of one of the Rishonim called the Avaya, and he says that the zman hazeh, that in our times, where it's not the custom for people to eat leaning, we don't eat like that anymore. We sit in chairs and we sit up straight. So therefore, he says there's no need to lean anymore on the night of Pesach. That's his opinion. His opinion was not accepted, the halakha. But we need to understand, how could the Avaya say something against the Gemara? The Gemara clearly says you need to make a seba. How could the Avaya come along and say today that we don't have the custom? We have a general rule that you need a group of rabbis, just like a group of rabbis in the Talmud decided you need a seba. One rabbi cannot come along and undo it. So Hakam Avaya actually deals with this dilemma in his Shut Chazon Avaya in Siman Yud Dalet on page Resh Yud Zayin. One of the logic that he applies is as follows. We do see that even when the rabbis established the takana of leaning, they exempted ladies. The She'iltot clearly says ladies are exempt from Haseba. Why? Because it's not the way of ladies to lean. So therefore you see clearly that even initially in the decree, they exempted people that do not have the practice of leaning all year long. So it wasn't that the Rabbaya was saying something new. Already at the time of the Takana, you saw that the Hakamim gave certain exemptions. All he did was extend that exemption that the rabbis gave to ladies, and he gave that exemption to men as well, because today we don't have the menhag. Furthermore, Hakam Avaya argues and says that when do we say that you're not supposed to, or you cannot override what it says according to one of the takanot of Hazal? That's when the rabbis made a takana, and maybe the reason doesn't apply anymore. Doesn't matter. You cannot override them. But if now there's a counter reason, that if what they were trying to accomplish is now not only not being accomplished, but the reverse is happening, there's a reverse consequence, so in that case, the Hakamim are able to override. In this case, for example, there's an opinion of the Maharil. The Maharil says that the whole reason of the Takana was what? To show that you're free. He says, today, the way we eat, if somebody would be leaning, it looks like he's sick. It's the opposite. It doesn't look like he's free, it looks like he's a sick man. So therefore, today the leaning is not just doesn't apply according to the Avaya, but could be it's going against the original intention of Hakamim. And therefore, in a case where it's going to go against the original intent of the Hakamim, in that case, even the Hakamim would agree, in the times of the Talmud, if they saw, to undo it. His third approach is that when do we say that you cannot override the words of the Hakamim? Is when they established it in the Minyan, when they sat with the Sanhedrin and they ruled on it. Hakam Avaya says we're not so sure that this rule was ever established with the Sanhedrin, with the Minyan, and therefore you would not need another Minyan to override it. Again, all these are just the explanations to explain how the Avaya was even able to say what he said. The halakha doesn't matter because we don't take the Avaya's opinion. Men have to lean and ladies have to lean. And even though Bizman Azeh, it's not the way of leaning. Baruch HaShulchan says, since it's not the way of leaning in our time, that's a reason to lean. Why? Because we do everything on the night of Pesach in order to arouse the children to ask questions. We give them candies and we do all sorts of odd things by taking the kaara out before the meal. So, right, we wash before we eat the celery. We do things that are to arouse the curiosity. So he says, beautiful. Even because we don't lean all year long, that's a reason to lean on the night of Pesach. In order that when the kids will see us leaning, say, hey, what's going on over here? As it's written in the Manishtana, Halayla ze kulanu misumin. Now, in the times of the Mishnah, this question didn't exist in the Manishtana. For the simple reason, it wasn't a Manishtana, because they lead every single night. However, after the times of the Mishnah, when it became the practice not to lean, so now on Pesach, when they saw us leaning, they would ask the question. So you see, there's so many ways of looking at the same halakha. But according to the Aruch HaShulchan, on the contrary, because it's not our custom to lean all year long, that makes it a bigger reason to lean on the night of Pesach. And that's really the halakha. But it's interesting just to know the halakhic mechanics, how the Avaya was able to undo a clear Gemara that says you have to lean based on the different theories that Achama Avaya proposed.